For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Gopher men got clobbered on the road last night in West Lafayette, 85-57. Nico Medved says no shame in a loss to a team that loaded.
You know, unfortunately, Purdue, we're not the only team and the last team that they're going to do that to. And so, disappointed. But we've got to learn from it, and we've got to move on quickly. I can guarantee people that we won't be the last team to take it on the chin in Mackey this year.
As for the Gopher women, they were home against Alabama A&M, and they came out with a victory, 82-44.
This is a team in Alabama A&M who really turns their opponents over at a high level. I think they force about 20-some turnovers a game. So be able to take care of it, really, really important. You know, it also means that you're scoring efficiently, and I thought we did a much better job of that at the rim today than we have in most of our opportunities so far this year, so that was really good to see. And shot it pretty well from the arc at that point in time as well.
Gopher head coach Don Plitzewait. The Wild are home against Dallas tonight. John Hines has some advice. Stay out of the box.
You don't want to give, particularly tomorrow, their five best players the opportunity, multiple opportunities with a man advantage. That's beating yourself. So penalty discipline against a team like Dallas, or against any team in any sport, really, is you don't want turnovers and you don't want penalties. So that's something that, we have to be on top of our game, and we got to be ready to play a highly competitive physical game, but we also need to be right at the line, and that'll be the challenge tomorrow night.
John Hines yesterday on KFAN. As for J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings, they're headed to Dallas on Sunday to play at AT&T Stadium.
It's amazing. It's an honor. It's every kid's dream growing up watching NFL football to play in that stadium. I've been fortunate enough to play there twice for 7-on-7 and then practice there when I was at IMG Academy, and we're playing Duncanville that weekend. So it's a tremendous stadium, and can't wait to get back there.
Sunday Night Football from Jerry's World. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.